The White House is taking aim at funding for pensions for Alaska Territorial Guard members who served during World War II. The Obama administration outlined its military spending priorities to the Senate today and listed a handful of things it opposes funding for. It objects to counting the Territorial Guard members' service during World War II as active duty. The Guardsmen were part of a militia formed during the war to protect the territory of Alaska from Japanese attacks. That service counted toward retirement pensions until earlier this year when the Army decided it no longer would. That dropped the amount of money about 26 elderly Alaska Native men received through their retirement pensions by an average of $400 per month. Alaska senators got the funding reinstated in a defense appropriations bill now before Congress. That's what the White House objected to today, saying it would establish a precedent of treating services performed by state employees as active duty for purposes of retirement pay. But Alaska Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell says the White House has it all wrong. He says the men were not state employees.
To me, it appears that the Obama administration doesn't even understand what the Alaska Territorial Guard is. This really was an initiative of the federal government, and they provided a federal service, which was the protection of soil of the United States during war.
Campbell says the men were called on to serve without being paid, and Congress has since recognized them as veterans. He says this dishonors their service.
I think this is horrible because I do think it reflects very poorly on the way we treat Native Alaskans. That's always been an issue, that Americans don't treat Native Alaskans equally, with equal justice and equal equality. And these Alaskan Natives are now again being singled out, in my opinion, for their service. And so I think it's going to be received very poorly.
Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski reacted with disappointment and frustration at the administration's report today. Murkowski says she's surprised the White House singled out the Territorial Guard members' situation.
I said I'm disappointed, but I am a little bit bemused that they are bringing this up and are including it as one of just a handful of objections that they are citing to in the defense appropriations. So I think it is important that we go back to the administration, make very clear to them exactly what the history is.
Murkowski says despite White House objections, she thinks the Alaska delegation is still on track toward getting the men's pensions restored. She says it should help that the chairman of the powerful Appropriations Committee, Democratic Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, co-sponsored their measure.
The fact of the matter is we've got the language in the legislation right now, and that's the best position to be in. So in order to delete this, there has to be a motion to strike, and that's going to take some lobbying and some effort on behalf of the administration.
The White House would not comment today on the situation. State lawmakers passed a bill earlier this year filling the Guardsmen pay gap through February.